The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. All my stuff that I put together to have in order for me to tell you this afternoon is just not on a piece of paper. So here's what we're going to do. We have a visitor in named Ladrell. He's going to be hanging out with us. Johnny Hill's with us. He's going to be hanging out with us. And I'm going to be sharing something with you today that the Lord shared with me that he challenged me in, not in always the happiest way. In Psalm 78. When we come back, we'll get into it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. We talked about that yesterday. Surviving is kind of like, you know, floating, you know, kind of like treading water. Living is when you're swimming across from place to place in the pool. But prevailing is when you're in a floaty and you got chicken wings and you got iced tea. That's a whole different level. Also, we're going to talk about politics. Probably not. I had something to talk about politics. I got really upset about it and thought, I better wait on that one. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can call us at 972-445-0770. Again, not the nuclear codes. It's okay. 972-445-0770. Any topic is all right. Prayer requests, praise reports, doesn't matter. Trivia, we're going to be talking, having a good time today. Hope you want to have a good time listening to the radio. That's the key. You just need to remember, it's not professional radio. It's never been professional radio. It's two cans and a string. That's all you got to think about. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, we want to give acknowledgement to our good friend Clint and his crew at Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, free evaluation, advanced drying technologies, working with all the insurance companies, A-plus rated with the BBB, 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers. And I didn't even take a breath to say it. Amazing. Okay, here it is, MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Their number, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. You can also go to HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. And we have a link on our website, Best Ministry Partners Ever. You click on that, and they have two separate links, two separate pictures. You can access them that way. If you have anything going on, Clint will take care of you. If you mention the David Spoon Experience, nothing will happen. But Clint will take care of you. That's the important stuff. All right. So I got Johnny hanging out with me. Hey, Johnny, how are you today?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We got Ladrell, who's never been here before, kind of visiting for the first time, trying to figure out what we're doing. How you doing, Ladrell? You doing pretty good?
Loving life.
Loving life. That's better than not loving life. Is that all volumes good? Everything good? We have our fantastic, terrific Tiara. I couldn't come up with more T's, so that's a problem. So I can't call her stupendous because it just doesn't go with Tiara. So you got to go with like terrific Tiara. How you doing today? You doing good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. A little brushed. You know, we had an accident. There was two accidents on the 30 on the way down, so I've been behind ever since.
Of course.
Yeah, I was born 3 weeks late, and I'm still late. Just to let you know. Any idea? Does anybody have any idea what the holidays are? You already saw one of them, so you can't tell. Any idea what any holidays are today? Any clue? Any clue? Any clue?
Going once? I know it's National Something Day.
That's close enough.
That's a really good answer. National Something Day. That's good. You definitely
get one of them.
Yeah, you could definitely get an award for that. Now, there's a couple of ones that I do want people to know. One, it's National Cherry Pie Day.
Yum.
Can't go bad with that. That's okay. Good, right? Especially if you're the a la mode kind of person. It's National Clean Out Your Bookcase Day. I have no idea what that means because we have people don't even have bookcases anymore. It's like
National Delete Your Kindle Day.
Yeah, something like that. It's National Love Your Pet Day. So that's a good one. You gotta like that. Our dog sleeps half on the bed at night, and then he gets off, and then he gets on his little blanket, and then he gets up the last third in the morning to wake us up, telling us it's time to feed me. Why are you sleeping? Get up. We're his animals or something. I haven't figured that out. Today is also a weird holiday. It's called Northern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day.
Wow.
Now, let me explain that. Please. So on a winter day, people go out at noon. So we've already missed it. Don't worry about it. But they wave their hands over their head and they chant, Hootie Hoo. And the reason they do that is to chase away the winter blahs.
Wow.
See, this is what happens if you live in the East. Let's just be honest. This is what they have to come up with. You know, if you're in the Midwest or if you're in the middle of the country, if you're in the West, you're thinking, why would anybody do that?
Now. It's only weird if it doesn't work.
Yeah. Right. We'll go with that. On this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York Harbor, for those that do not know. In 1954, the Thunderbird car was introduced by Ford.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. This one is the fascinating one. In 1872, on this day, inventors Silas Noble and James P. Cooley invented the first toothpick. They got a patent on the toothpick.
Wow, that's genius.
A sliver of wood.
A sliver of wood.
Worth you can patent
millions
that.
And billions and billions of dollars. So Johnny's got a story he's going to share, something we just heard a testimony. Before we do that, I just want to give Ladrell a chance just to say hi to the audience. He's just visiting with us. I've told everybody before, and if you listened before, you know exactly how we do this show. We are like, it's a lot different. It's a ministry. And in our ministry, we have it, there's an entertainment, education, and an encouragement component. And we have people that we want to have sponsors that helps us pay for the show and that helps us, it's not keep the lights on because it's their lights, but it keeps us on the air. And we're looking to also expand the show and expand the time. And I had a chance to mention that to the owner yesterday, so that was a good thing. And so Ladrell's kind of kicking the tires to check it out, hanging out with Johnny. So I want to give him a plug just because we should. It's a good thing to do. So Ladrell, I'm going to have Johnny ask you the questions, but introduce yourself. You don't got a ton of time, but introduce yourself. Tell people what you do.
Ladrell James, music producer, video producer, and just focused on creating gritty content that's redemptive and points people towards the truth.
Oh, so. Redemptive Amen. Content. I like Amen. That.
Yeah. It's you know, it may scare a little people off, a few people off, because I'm not necessarily focused on being clean per se, but it's redemptive, the content itself. It doesn't glorify bad things. Does that make sense
yes,
to you?
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't glorify.
My brother's a musician. Right? Everything makes sense to me. Okay. That's the problem.
Okay. So I'm not speaking to a foreigner. Okay.
No, not entirely. Well, I'm a visitor here. I'm a visitor here. I'm a foreigner.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but tell us what you mean by gritty, gritty content.
Gritty is like not being afraid to tell the story authentically. Like Mel Gibson, right. You know. Telling the story of the passion, it has to be rated R.
Right.
You can't filter all that out.
Right.
It has to be a rated R story for it to come across in the way that it should. But he's not glorifying the violence. He's Amen. Not encouraging Amen. You to, you know. So for me, I include a lot of those just authentic elements, but I'm not glorifying it, nor. And if I can't find a way to tell a story or write a song that doesn't glorify, I will just X that particular project, but that's what I mean by gritty. It's in your face, it's authentic, but in the end, it's gonna be redemptive.
Okay, quick question. If I have a job that I wanna hire you for, but it involves illicit sex, other topics that might glorify the world, how would you handle that?
Oh, I just recently turned down a project that they wanted me to score a film. And it was beautifully shot, but it just had this hyper romantic feel, and it had sex in it, and it did not communicate something to me that I would want my kids acting on.
Amen, bro.
So I had to, I just told them I can't work on this project. It doesn't align with my conviction, so I turned it down.
Good for you, man. Yeah. That's great. First of all, I love your definition of gritty. That is an excellent definition. And that was an excellent quote. What have you been boning up on interviewing? What have you been doing? Huh?
Multi-talented.
Johnny's getting pretty excited. He knows he's got more to do, and he's got to do it here.
Amen.
I do want to make sure, because of our time, that we give a website and a phone number for him and so on and so forth. So tell people, if they want to get a hold of you because they got an idea for music or for a video, even if the content's intense but redemptive and clean, in the context of having the right message.
There you go. Thank you, baby.
Well, how did they get a hold of you? What do they do?
Also digital marketing. So on the corporate business side, I do digital marketing for video as well. So illumistry.com. That's illumistry.com. That's my website. You can check out a little bit of my work there. Phone number, 817-874-5209.
Say that number one more time.
Yeah, 817-874-5209. Ladrell at illumistry.com. That's my email. So you guys have any ideas? I'm great at working with ideas that are already out there and just helping you prepackage it or repackage it in a way that, you know, is effective.
Yeah, good job. And repackaging it, by the way, so I'm a lot of people know I have a lot of business background as well as ministry background. So let me tell you what Lasik did that made a gazillion dollars for their company. They took a pickle and they cut it straight instead of sideways. And they repackaged it. It's the same pickle. And they went up about 560% in their revenues. Why? Because they just put it in a different – they took the same thing. They recut it.
It makes perfect sense. If someone, you know, patented the toothpick, why not vertically slice pickles?
Touché. Good line. That's really good. Also, if you want to get in touch with him, you could probably do that through Johnny. You can always contact Johnny or the show, and we'll get you connected one way or another. But if you're looking to have some, be it music, be it musical or video or anything that's artistic like that, that you want somebody to really help you with to communicate that message so you're saying what you want to say without having it diluted, that's when you want to get a hold of the drill. You want to work with him in something like that. Is that pretty well, good way
check
to say it?
Check is in the mail, David. Right. Wow.
Check. You know how many times I've heard that? All right, we're going to take our break. Come back. Then what we're going to do in the second segment is talk about the testimony that we've been waiting to share. I'm telling you, folks, right now, we just heard a testimony. It just happened today. Absolutely mind-blowing. So don't go anywhere. It is exactly what it is going to be. It's going to blow your mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to call and say, howdy. Okay, again, if you can do it that way, I'd be really impressed, because I don't know why I can do it that way. That's all I'm going to say. Website, hemustincrease.org. He must increase. John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. Hemustincrease.org. In the middle of that website, I'll just tell you right now, there is an opportunity to give. If you like what you hear on the radio show and you like some of the teachings that we do and you like some of the, you know, goofiness that we're trying to do to encourage people, we need all the support we can get. You can give it. It's 100% tax deductible, which is nice. And that's why we've moved everything from a business to a ministry. And we hope that you'll participate. We also had somebody inquire yesterday about being a new ministry partner. And if you send me an email, I'll send you. And I sent that email back. So I'm hoping that person got that, because sometimes it gets stuck like in a junk file or something like that. And the bottom line is, from a ministry partnership point of view, if you've got a business and you're looking to get some communication in the show, how much we charge is, we don't. We just take donations and do what we can to help and promote you. That's the best that we can do, because that's all we're trying to do with one another, is to help one another, promote one another, strengthen one another, encourage one another. That is exactly, by the way, what the scripture commands us to do, to encourage one another as we see the day
approaching. You got a prayer request.
Oh, absolutely. Let's bring it through.
Awesome.
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's your friend Samson. How are you?
Hey, Samson, how are you, brother?
Very good. Hey, I have a prayer request. Like 2 days ago, I was laid off from my work. So please pray for me that God would open a new door for me and for my family. So
okay,
I have a provision. I know I have a heavenly provision, but I'm looking for a job. So just pray with me.
Absolutely. Let me pray for you right now, okay? Let's pray real quickly.
You.
Father, we come before you right now. We lift Samson up to you right now. And
yes,
Lord, there's nothing more. There's nothing the devil uses more than that. I have no idea what's coming, spirit and moment. But nothing catches you by surprise, Father. It's one
yes,
of the most
Lord.
Wonderful things. Nothing around that corner is a shock to you. And what we pray for is that you would open up for Samson a fantastic opportunity,
yes, Lord,
that he can work, love what he's doing, glorify your name, and be blessed for it, and be a blessing to others through it.
Hallelujah.
We just pray you bless him. He's been such a great friend of the show, a great listener, and a great participator. I ask you, as one of your kids, praying for another brother in the Lord, bless him. And raise him up and let him find great joy in the answer to this prayer, being favorable with you. Pour it upon him and let him know this is the hand of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen, amen, brother. You keep me posted,
thank
man.
Thank you, David.
You are more than welcome. I will be.
Can I share one thing with you?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, David, for your ministry, I've been praying, and I got the impression it's like a razor. You know, as a razor cut it, a very delicate and a hard thing. So I believe your ministry is going to cut people's, that very delicate part when they are not sure if they believe God or if they want to allow him to come into their life. And it's kind of surgical razor. Your ministry is working as a surgical razor in so many people's life to bringing a healing and restoration and giving them a hope.
Amen.
Amen, brother. I appreciate that, Samson. That's a great blessing for you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You guys have a blessed day, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to do that intro on the next segment, Tiara, so we don't have to do that one right off the bat. So I want to share something with you right now. We've got a limited amount of time to do this, and then I am doing kind of an intense, not into camping. Yes, an intense teaching in the next segment that has to do with just something the Lord really rebuked me on. I love being rebuked by God. See, the scripture says open rebuke is better than secret love. And that's until you get smacked. No. It is. It's actually better. But Johnny and I have been talking at great length, and we really believe that there's an idea for ministry that expands and grows. And we love doing the show, and we love the opportunity to minister to people and people that we encounter. It's just cool. I mean, there's no other words for it. But we're of the mindset, and you guys know I'm Bapticostal. So you know I got the Baptist background and the Pentecostal background. So everybody knows what's going on. Nothing shocking anybody, no weird anything. And my attitude is, look, I'd rather witness to 100 people and have 3 or 4 people get saved than witness to nobody and have nobody get saved.
Amen. I mean,
it's just like, so it's not even, that doesn't, it's just, okay.
Simple math.
It's really simple math. So we've been doing a lot more praying for people physically, and it gets to be a challenge when your grandson's been in the hospital for 90 plus days, and I want to pray for those people, but you know, that's its own struggle and its own growth. But Johnny has been really, I think the Lord has really been strengthening him in his faith and in his confidence in his prayer time and opportunity. And so while he's been a blessing for me and an asset for the show, he has been growing in ministry. And he's wherever he goes, the Lord brings him to places and he meets with people. It's like he does it a lot more than I do, that's for sure. But he prays for them, and when he hears about something going on, it's not like for a 5-hour prayer or something, but he prays, and dude is getting results, is the way I would say that. So I want you just to share. You got about 5 minutes or 4.5 minutes about somebody that you just recently prayed for that you came across, that you prayed for their relative. Tell everybody what happened.
Okay, first of all, everybody just that can hear my voice right now, just know that God is real. He's real today. He was real yesterday. He's going to be real for all eternity. And when you have something that you're going through, just seek him out. Seek him out and ask him. And that's what we're doing. That's all we're doing. The Bible tells us to ask and it shall be given unto us. And we lay everything at the foot of the cross. It's God that brings the increase, but he tells us to be a voice, to be a light on top of that hill. And you just got to go out and you got to ask God for these things. You got to just open up your heart. So I was out on a in-home walkthrough. We're trying to get a job with an elderly lady. We're going to move her into a retirement home. And while we were doing this walkthrough, she was sharing a little bit about her family and so forth. And she told me about her son. Her name was Janine Olson. So just keep her in your prayers. But she said that her son was dealing with prostate cancer. And a fairly young guy in his 40s, if that's correct. And that really didn't set right with my spirit. That really disturbed me. Not that prostate cancer is good at any time, but
stage 4. It was bad.
Stage four.
Dude.
Yeah, stage 4. If you're not familiar with that, that's apparently the last level before death. Now, I don't touch and agree with that. I don't stand on that. Mm-hmm. But that's what the doctors tell you. And it's important that you not be lined up with what they tell you. You have to be lined up with the Word of God. Remember when Jesus healed people, what he said to them was, by your faith, you're healed. And if you go and look in the Gospels, you'll see that repeatedly, that same message, by your faith, because of your faith, you've been healed. Now go and sin no more. So at any rate, I asked her if it would be okay for me to pray, and I did pray. And Sometimes I pray different, and this was one of those different prayers. I prayed with kind of a spirit of just anger, you know, just at Satan, and just not standing up for it. I just wasn't in a place where I was prepared to stand up and listen to that and not intervene on behalf of her son in the name of Jesus. And so I declared healing over him. You know, I didn't beg for it. I didn't do this in a meek and humble way. God tells us to be meek and humble, but when we declare the gospel, we are literally to take it by force. We're not to be meek and humble. Jesus died on the cross. There's nothing meek and humble about that. He laid his life down on the line, and we have to live by that. And there was a power that raised him from the dead. And guess what, folks? That same power is the very power that's going to heal us. So ask. Just ask in the name of Jesus, and that's exactly what we did. So one important thing I did was, and you should do this as well, when you pray for someone, let them know, hey, look, I want to find out how you're doing later. You know, if this is a relative, keep me posted. Give me a buzz. Let me know what's going on. So I said, you know, give us a call. Let us know. I want to know what's going on with your son, and I want to hear about his progress, because I was confident that there was going to be progress. Well, here's the report, folks. She got he got some information from his doctors, and his tumor, one of the prostate tumors that they were dealing with, reduced in size by 50%. And of course, the doctors were at a complete loss. His lymph nodes, the tumorous lymph nodes, shrunk by 80%. And apparently, they were thinking that this prostate tumor and the tumor on his lymph node was so big that they couldn't do surgery. And now he's in a position where they can do surgery. So I'm going to ask you right now to keep him in your prayers and continue praying. They're thinking about taking him in for radiation. They feel like since the tumors have shrunk that they can do radiation now. But Ladrell brought to my attention and to David's attention that that's not the route to go. If God has taken us this far, why stop trusting him now? So we're going to pray that God continues to reduce these tumors to the point where they are gone completely. And we're going to declare this by the power and the blood of Jesus. And we just ask you to join us in that prayer.
What's amazing is that he just got this report today. I mean, when I say today, while he was in the studio. So Ladrell's sitting there, I'm sitting there, he's sitting there, and then Mara, Johnny's wife, calls and gives her the information, gives the update. So what we're not saying is okay, so send in money and then the Lord's going to heal you and you're going to be rich. We're not saying that. We're saying, you know what? Pray. Ask. You know, if the answer is no, fine. But if the answer is yes, fine. Right? Ooh. So, I mean, you will never know if you don't ask. You don't receive, you don't ask. So, bottom line, we're going to exit here, but I want you to be praying. What's the person's name? Do you remember the...
Her name is Janine Olson.
Janine. So just keep Janine in prayer. Just pray for the family that they continue to get blessed, get the wisdom from the Lord on what to do and how to do the right thing along the right lines of what the best case is for treatments and so on and so forth. But prostate at stage 4, from 80% reduction to 50% reduction. Wow. I met Jesus. I just didn't meet Mr. Coincidence. Get
Amen.
It?
Amen.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and then I'm going to have to bum you out. Don't get mad at me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to remind you, if you want to call 972-445-0770, our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. So we got like 70 videos, all these audios. Some of them are really obnoxious, but some are really good. There's a link to 2,400 hours worth of teaching. Yeah, it's a couple of subjects here or there. And then there's all this other stuff on there. You're welcome to go there. It's all free. It doesn't cost anything. That just reminds me of Monty Python. I don't know why, but remember when the guy comes in, he goes, "Is this the Department of Argument?" And the guy goes, "No, it isn't." I just think that's funny. Anyhow, I'm trying to make everybody happy because what I'm going to share with you is not going to make you so happy. So first, let's just say hello to our very good friend and thank you for sponsoring our show, being a ministry partner, Kimberly McQuinn. We play that music for Kimberly because why? She's a realtor. That's why we play that music. It makes perfect sense. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. If you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sales, doesn't matter. She can help you walk through it. She works with Fathom Realty. She's been a broker in the past. She's working as a realtor with Fathom Realty. She knows all this stuff about real estate. You know what I know about real estate? It's two words. Real estate, which she knows everything. And so we're going to have her and her husband, Tony, come into the studio because they're great Christians. And, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but I have more faith in somebody that has that portion of Jesus in them and is doing stuff than I do a person who's, you know, maybe done it for 900 years but has no Holy Spirit. I don't know. I just think God can give people that better wisdom, that better insight, that better direction than people can give people. Call me crazy. I just think God is better at it than us. And so she and her husband love the Lord, and they're committed to making it right, doing it right. So if you have anything going on, you can touch base with her, 903-48-HOMES, or you can connect through hemustincrease.org. Okay. So I was doing my devotions. As you know, I've been very committed to my devotions. I've been a Christian for over 41 years. I had to tell that to Ladrell. So he was like, okay, got it. But in my devotional life, what I did was about 23 years ago, I said, Lord, I'm going to not miss a single day of devotions. So for 23 years, I have not missed one day of spending an hour with the Lord. Wow. So I'm really committed to this. This is a real big part of this. And my biggest goal in the world is to do this for 33 years. Okay? And some people are like, why? Why 33? Because Jesus is 33. I think that's just honorable. It's something I want to do. So when I do my devotions, I have four different translations that I'm using right now, and I'm in Genesis and in 2 Corinthians, I'm in Acts, and I'm in Hebrews. Okay, so I'm all over, and the Lord teaches me almost every day that I do this, that I'm doing this. Every day I'm getting this massively cool thing, except for on Monday. So I did my devotions, I read, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And then came across a subnote, which then took me to another place. And on the subnote was from a commentator, and I thought, oh, that's an interesting comment. I should look at this. So I'm looking at it, and the Lord takes me to Psalm 78. Let me just read this to you. And I just want you to listen. Just don't try and be overly spiritual. Don't be anything. Just listen to this, okay? This is Psalm 78, verse 11. They forgot his works and the wonders he had shown them. In the sight of their fathers, he performed wonders, and in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. He divided the sea and let them pass through it, and made the waters stand like a heap. Then in the daytime, he led them with a cloud, and at the night with a fiery light. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as from the deep. He made streams come out of the rock and caused waters to flow down like rivers. Yet they sinned still more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, can God spread a table in the wilderness? He struck the rock, so water gushed out and streams overflowed. Can he also give bread or provide meat for his people? Therefore, when the Lord heard this, he was full of wrath. A fire was kindled against Jacob, and his anger rose against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust his saving power. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down on them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven. So I read that, and the Holy Spirit was just highlighting. You ever read the scripture? You ever read the Bible? And you open it up and you're reading it, and then something bounces off the page. It's almost like it highlights. It's like somebody came around behind you and put a highlighter on it and put circles around it and drew little pictures all over it and like, look at this, look at this, look at this. And that is what happened to me on verse 18. They tested God in their heart. Not that I would ever say to you or anybody who's listening personally, I'm testing God, right? Because I would never say that, right? I would never want to do that. But in my attitude and in my mindset, for me to not believe God and say, well, if you do this, then I'll do this, or if you provide this, this will mean this, or if you accomplish this, this will accomplish this task. Here's the problem. The problem is, in many ways, for many of us, mostly me, this is me testing God. It's me saying, I don't know if I believe you. And it's just like, this is the God that brought water out of a rock. Okay, now I'm gonna help everybody here, because I'm gonna become an instant scientist. Ready? Water does not come out of a rock. Okay, I can find rocks all over the place and not find water coming. And by the way, for those that are totally skeptical, it doesn't say they moved a rock and there was a well. Okay, that's not what happened. Neither did the Egyptian army drowned in low tide. Okay, these are not the... What happens is that God does miracles. And you're thinking, but yeah, I got it. And I understand, and I've seen them, and yet I doubt them. And I test God in my heart. And what I don't have confidence in is his power to save and deliver in a situation. And that's it. What I do, I think what a lot of people do, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only Christian in America, in Texas, that's doing this, is I think, I know God can save me, but does he want to save me? And it's that attitude of, it's not whether God can, it's whether he wants to. And then that becomes the testing point in my heart. And I say, well, if you really want to save me, you'll give me this, do this, say this, respond this way, lead me this way, say this way. But see, the folly is in me not thinking that God can create a spread of a table in the wilderness. Because you know what? You and I, we go through wildernesses. It's like, I don't know if you notice this or not, but when Jesus, after he was baptized, where did the Holy Spirit lead him? Into the wilderness. And so he goes into the wilderness. Guess what? God can do a spread in the wilderness. You ever heard that expression, do a spread? Oh, they can do a spread if that guy says, I'm going to eat. Yeah, I'm happy. God can do that in the wilderness. But there isn't any food there. Doesn't matter. That's the whole point. He can bring water out of a rock. He can bring grace out of a situation that cannot even seem to find grace. He can bring healing when nobody thinks it's possible. He can resurrect a body. We could spend all the entire year just talking about that. He resurrects bodies. Just like stop right there. He what? Everybody's looking for the fountain of youth. Looking for that, you know, that fabled place. Hey, guess what? Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And you and I can live forever. It's not a fantasy. It's not a potion. It's not a movie plot. It's saying yes to God. You think, well, I do, but it seems so hard. Well, it's not so hard that you've died in the sense of you're physically dead because you're listening to this show right now. So you haven't perished off the planet yet, right? But I don't like it, Lord. It's tough. Yes, it is. And that's why you want to find that guy that said that religion is the opiate for the masses, Karl Marx. Just smack him. You just want to smack that. What a dummy. He don't know nothing about what it is to be a Christian and to go through trials and tribulations and to fight your way through. But God knows. God knows when you said yes to Jesus and then you said this prayer right after it. I just want to be like you, Jesus. Well, welcome to the club. Because some of that involves wilderness. And if you remember some of the things Jesus went through, there's a little bit of crucifixion in there, wasn't there? But there was a resurrection after.
Amen.
So he had one level, moved to another level. Listen, this is what I'm trying to say to you. Don't do what I have done and that I'm repenting for every day. Testing God in my heart. I'm not saying anything to anybody. I'm just doing it. And he's telling me, Dave, that's wrong. Don't do that. Same for you. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elko. And Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
What? I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now and we lift up Tina to you and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
And welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770 Christian Talk Radio, right here in Texas. I'm Johnny Hill, co-hosting here live with my good friend David Spoon. Hey, David.
What's happening, Johnny?
Brother, it's all good. Tell you what, it's great to be on the show, brother.
It's great to have you.
Amen. Amen. And live in the studio with us here is Ladrell James. Hey, brother, how are you doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
Awesome. You know what? I want to plant a seed. Let's pray that maybe God makes Latrell maybe a more permanent fixture of the show. I'm planting a seed right now.
Okay.
So, Lord, we put that in your hands. At any rate, before we get started, what I want to do is I want to encourage you today to pick up the telephone. If you're dealing with something and it's just too much for you to handle alone, we know someone that can help.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His word says, as I mentioned earlier, ask and it shall be given unto you. And a more accurate translation would be keep asking. So if you don't know exactly how to talk to the Lord, you're not confident, you don't feel like you have a good enough knowledge of the Bible, just be honest. Just tell the Lord exactly what you feel in your heart. He's not looking for eloquent speech. He's not looking for someone who's an orator. He just wants you to, he wants to know what's in your heart. And you just need to be sincere. You can't fail if you're sincere with him. So simply just look at the Lord and just tell him, hey, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner and I'm struggling. And just as David said earlier, if you don't help me with this, I'm doomed. This is a hopeless situation. I need your help. In Jesus' name. And it's just that simple. So listen, if you need help with this, if you need prayer, just pick up the phone right now and call the station. You can reach us right now at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And remember, you can also reach us on the web at hemustincrease.org. So today what I want to do is I want to talk to you about 2 Timothy 3. And here's a passage in the Bible that tells us what to expect in the last days, what to expect from the unbelieving man. And when you read this verse, you can get a lot of different things from this verse because it's a pithy verse. It has a lot of information in it, but I want to look at it from a different angle, and I want to take a closer look at it because it not only tells us what to expect from the unbelieving man, but more importantly, it tells us as Christians how to respond to it, how to respond. So let's get right into it. 2 Timothy 3 starts out, but understand this: in the last days, terrible times will come. For men will become lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, without love of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. More importantly, having a form of godliness but denying its power. What does that mean exactly? Well, oftentimes when you're dealing with someone who meets those criteria, they know more about the Bible than you do. They can quote scriptures all day long, but they just don't understand the power behind the scripture. And they're always learning, but they're never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, pay close attention here. This is really important. As the author also tells us in verse 5, exactly how to respond. And it reads, turn away from such as these. Turn away from such as these. Get away from them. So God thought it was important enough to instruct us how to handle this type of ungodly behavior. And for this reason, it is crucial that we have an intimate relationship with God and that we have a knowledge of His Word. Just that simple. Open up the book and just start reading and call out to God. God will put His Word in your heart. You don't have to sit and memorize every verse. Sometimes you can look at it and God will plant that very verse on your heart and you remember it without even trying. And sometimes you may not even look at it. God will plant it on your heart. You just need to have a willing heart. So remember, in every field or occupation, workers have certain tools they utilize to accomplish the job or to perfect their trade, so to speak. Well, as Christians, we have the Word of God. We've got the Bible. And this equips us with the necessary tools to stand up against the schemes of the enemy. So let me share something with you, something that happened to me recently. It involves someone very close and dear to my heart. And 2 Timothy 3 really summarizes her life. She has continually rejected God and lives a life characteristic of a non-believer. I'm sure I've given her the gospel no less than 100 times. My wife and I have funneled thousands of dollars, more than that, to help her and her husband out to pay their bills. And she's only kind when it involves the receipt of money. Any other time, her words are brutal. And the most important thing is that after I deal with her, I'm often so discouraged, I can neither read nor write about the Lord for days. I literally feel defeated. And yet I feel like I've been called to do that, like God has called me to do that. But the question is did God call me to do it or did I take it upon myself? And how do I know the difference? How do I find the answer to that? Well, it's in His Word. It's simply in His Word. So listen, I'm in the ministry. And if I'm going out on a limb and I'm doing something that I hadn't been called to do by God, how does that affect the ministry? Just imagine if God has assigned me to reach a certain number of people, but I'm spending all of my time putting all my eggs in one basket, so to speak. How many people, how many assignments do I miss out on? So looking back, I just take an examination of myself and I take an examination of the time and energy that I've exhausted dealing with this ungodly person and at what cost. So here's the deal. Remember, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy will take something that you've intended for good to distract you. He will take all of your well-intended efforts if you allow him. If you don't have an understanding of the Word of God and you don't have discernment from the Holy Spirit, he will take all of your well-intended efforts and distract you and take you on a different course and make you useless to the Lord. So we simply need to do this. We need to go right back to the Word of God. That's always the answer. Just literally go right back to the Bible. So if we go back and we take a closer look at 2 Timothy 3, we're not only told to turn away from such as these, but verses 14 and 15 tells us to continue in the things that we've learned and believed because we know who we've learned them from. The author goes on to tell us this: we have known the scriptures since infancy, which through salvation have the ability to make us wise in Christ Jesus. That's the message, folks. Take your focus and go right back to the Word of God and focus on the assignment that God has given you. And don't be tempted to get a spirit of guilt or a spirit of fear and be lured into doing something that you haven't been called to do. David, you know anybody that has caused you to do
sure
that?
Sure do. And there's it's an amazing element. First, there's people out there that the good news is that if you've done that, you're not stuck there. Okay, so anytime you hear something, whether it's on this show, whether you're at church, whether you hear some other radio preacher, whatever the case may be, guess what? You're not stuck. Because God can take you, put your feet upon a rock, put a new song in your mouth, and change everything around you. But you have to be willing. You have to come before the Lord and go, man, I'm blasting out here. And one of the things that Johnny said that I really appreciated was after he has that encounter, he's just wiped out. He's wasted in the Lord. He can't even figure out how to go forward. And it's like, that is not what God desires. In fact, I will tell you this this great, great truth. It is in the Lord's presence that you find refreshment, joy, and strength. And when you have these encounters that take you away from the Lord, that drive you away from His presence, that pull the presence of God and the joy and all that away from you, and you keep going back and back and back, and unless you're ordered of the Lord specifically, and I mean Skittle-like, you should not be doing that. You've got to protect it. In fact, you've got to protect that left and right hemisphere. The center points are your left and right eye and your left and right ear. And you've got to be careful. And what I would encourage every person out there to hear, we've only got about 45 seconds left, and I'm just going to say this to you. If you're a person that's been in this situation and you are stuck, get unstuck by Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, I just can't make that any clearer. He will breathe life into you. He will restore you. He will strengthen you. If you are in a situation that you keep putting yourself in, stop it. Okay, watch this. Ready? Ready? Hold on. Bad dog. Bad dog. Don't do that. Unless the Lord has directed you into it and you just keep doing it out of human guilt, stop it. Respond to the Holy Spirit, but don't respond to the flesh trying to make a bigger deal of something that doesn't exist.
And finally, remember, fear is not of God.
Yeah. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. All right, we're going to take a break. Good job, Johnny. Does that
Amen,
feel good?
Brother.
Feel good?
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here. Ladrell, thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me out.
We are going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.